the question?
The concert is vaccinated only, right?
Yes.
So I presume you're vaccinated.
I am.
Would you feel safe if there were any unvaccinated people here?
Maybe.
What's the point of the vaccine if not to protect you from sick people?
It's not to protect me. It's to protect them, I guess.
Who?
The unvaccinated.
So why should it matter if there's a couple of unvaccinated
people? I don't know, man.
People?
I didn't make the show. I just like Foo Fighters, all right?
Ah, okay. That's fair enough. And you've got the privilege.
I got the privilege.
To
I got
go
the
see them, which
vaccinated
I don't have.
Privilege. Listen, man, you're entitled to how you feel. It's all good. No judging. I'm not judging you.
Nah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So it's an all-vaccinated show, right?
Yeah.
Would you feel safe if there were some unvaccinated people in there?
Yeah.
Right. So does it make any sense to not let vaccinated people in?
Yes.
What sense does it make?
It makes sense that you should get vaccinated.
Right, but herd immunity is 70%, right? That's what they've all been saying this whole time. So
once we're not there yet, are we?
Once you're at herd immunity, nobody else can get it because that's how it works.
I guess.
And I'm breathing in secondhand smoke, right? I mean,
such is life.
Well, you're in the first vaccine-only sold-out show at Madison Square, right? You're going to go in, right?
Yes.
Are you in the band?
No, I'm not.
Are you with the band?
I'm not that cool now.
You could be. So everybody's going to be vaccinated in there. Would you feel safe if there was any unvaccinated people in there?
I mean, for me, I, like, worry about myself. I did what was required, and, I mean, I'm good, and if you're vaccinated, it works. It's, like, a minimal risk for me, so, like, no, I don't really care.
Right. So does it make any sense to block all unvaccinated people out, or does that, like, sound like a marketing campaign?
I don't really feel like I have an opinion on it. Like, it's like everything. Like, you have to wear a seatbelt, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, if you want to do something, this is what you have to do it. And, I mean, that's what it is for now. The new normal.
Right. I mean, I'm not vaccinated. Do you feel threatened by me? You've got the vaccine, obviously.
No, man.
They're going to check your card.
Yeah.
So do you feel safe around unvaccinated people?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't. There's no way that I believe everybody that goes in here will be vaccinated.
Right, because they're selling cards outside Yankee Stadium for $20.
I believe that, too. I believe
you
that,
too. You can get them. I know somebody who saw them.
Yeah, well.
You can get them on the Internet. And I want to know if the guy, the cop, I got some photos of the guy checking. Is he really a document expert? Like, he's that good? He can spot a handwritten vaccine card?
Beats me, man. I don't know.
All right, well, anyway. Anybody want to comment on Pacifica Radio about whether you would feel safe in Madison Square Garden if there was one unvaccinated person in Madison Square Garden? He's nodding no. This generation is very outspoken about their views. My next question. You've both gotten the injection, obviously. You're wearing your card around your neck. Could you cover it so I can photograph it?
Okay, good. That's all I need. Cover it. Okay.
All right. Not as good as it would have been, but... Did you do any research into how this thing works prior to taking
it? We're not from this country. We're just here to enjoy a show. Let us enjoy it.
You're not from this country?
No.
Well, they don't have the... You speak English. English.
Oh, you think people outside of this country don't speak English?
Canadian?
Oh.
What country are you from? Switzerland? Deutschland? They speak English there. All right. Moving on. This is a very opinionated crowd tonight. This is the new New York. Anybody want to comment on Pacifica Radio Network about whether you would feel safe in the Madison Square if there was an unvaccinated person?
I don't want to comment. But you shouldn't call it an injection. You should call it a vaccination, because that's a biased thing anyway to be calling.
No, it's actually legally gene therapy. It's not a vaccination.
It's RNA therapy.
Yeah, but that's RNA is a gene.
RNA does not affect your genes. RNA is ribonucleic acid, and it's not actually gene therapy, so... You shouldn't be telling a vulnerable population that this shot is anything but safe for them. It's been proven safe a billion times.
Oh, that's funny. The last I read, there was 25,000 people killed by this thing.
25,000 people die in this country every day of a lot of random things.
No. Reported to the VAERS network.
They have not tied one single death to this vaccine.
But what if they had one? Would it change your mind at all?
Nope.
Would you feel concerned?
Nope.
What do you know about your ACE2 receptors?
What do you want to know about ACE2 receptors?
Well, your body's been turned into an antigen factory.
Do you want to stick a magnet to you and see if you're magnetized?
I'm definitely not magnetized. I'm magnetic. but I'm not magnetized.
Well, that's up for debate also. Magnetized or magnetic. I don't know about either. Okay.
So are you inspecting the vaccine cards?
Me? No.
Are you guys trained in, like, the identification of authentic cards?
Can I tell if it's counterfeit?
Yeah. Because they sell them right at Yankee Stadium for $20.
Just if you have your card.
That cheap?
Yeah. If you have your card, you can get it.
Yes, sir. Okay, cool. They sell them that cheap?
Yeah.
If I had them, I'd be selling them a hell of a lot more than that.
That's the same price as in the Ukraine. Also, one of my people's in the Ukraine, and she says $20 for a vaccine card. She's not going to get the shot.
How authentic looking is it?
Well, how well trained are the inspectors? You got to inspect 23,000 people in 1 hour.
Well, they have an idea. Trust me.
Okay. I mean, you know, document authentication in court can take months.
Well, hey, I'm not going to deny that, but they're checking them. They're very thorough.
Would you feel safe in the Madison Square if there was an unvaccinated person in that room?
Yes.
Does it make any sense to keep them out?
Yes.
What sense does it make?
It's called self-awareness. How stupid are you? How cognizant of are you for the people around you? Why do you even care about music if it wasn't for the other people listening to music? You don't listen to music as an army of one. You listen to music as an army of whatever number. So yes, fucking respect. Check yourself.
Do you know how this thing works? Have you researched the science of the...
Yes, I do. I have a PhD.
So how is this different from a normal vaccine?
You're asking me this about immunology on the line?
No, it's a simple answer.
It's not. Immunology is not a simple fucking answer.
Actually, it's vaccinology. But why is it an mRNA vaccine?
You say vaccinology?
Yeah.
All right. There was no such thing as an mRNA vaccine. There was no messenger RNA vaccine. This was when every single person on the planet that knows science pivoted and geared towards this. Everyone pivoted and started doing and researching one messenger, and it's RNA, not DNA. I don't want to talk about this nonsense.
I don't want to talk about this nonsense. He's had a lot to say.
Would you feel safe in Madison Square if there was an unvaccinated person in the room?
I'd feel less safe than if there were all vaccinated people.
So what's the point of the vaccine then?
Less.
If you have the vaccine, you and everybody who has it is safe, is protected. So what's the point of the vaccine
so we
if
can
you don't
get,
feel safe?
So we can get microchips.
Yes. Do you accept that as a part of natural, not natural, unnatural reality?
Yeah.
So you're willing to go transhuman?
Yeah.
Because you accept it. Do you accept transhumanity as your Lord and Savior? And look at his thumbs up. All right.
Guys, have your ID card, Jeff.
Security's not even hassling me. Thank you very much.
Whether you would feel safe in Madison Square Garden if there was one unvaccinated person in the room?
I don't care.
No, because I'm fucking vaccinated.
You don't care?
Nope.
So I assume you got the vaccine, the so-called vaccine?
Whatever, yeah.
Did you look into how it worked before you got it?
I don't care.
Hey, freak, and I know very well. So...
So how's it different from a polio vaccine? The pharmacokinology is completely different.
It's different. Technology is amazing. And the medical advances are amazing. So you should know that.
I do actually know pretty good.
How would you feel here if there was one person not vaccinated?
Wouldn't bother me at all.
So does it make any sense to keep out the unvaccinated people if 70% of people already got the shot?
Not my call.
Well, I'm just asking, you're a citizen of the Republic.
Of course, but I think anybody is free to do whatever they want. That's the United States of America.
But I'm not free to go in because I don't have a vaccine card.
I don't own a place. The owner makes that decision.
Right. So
I think all the people who are vaccinated are feeling better. I guess. I don't know. Whatever their decision is, who knows?
And did you have any adverse reaction to the shot?
No, I actually went pretty well.
Which one did you get?
I got the Pfizer shot.
So you had two, right?
Two shots.
Right.
It's already in me.
Did you research how it worked before you got it?
I did all the research.
And what do you know about it that's different from a normal?
It might save my life.
That it might save your life?
Yes.
But what's the infection fatality rate of COVID-19?
Listen, I'm not here. I'm here to go to a show, dude.
I know, but I'm at work.
Find a fucking doctor.
You gotta cooperate with me.
Dude,
I'm at work.
Find a fucking doctor, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for the public.
Dude, you're asking for stats and you're asking for statistics and, you know? I mean, seriously. Have a good night, dude.
You look like you're really excited to talk to me.
No, we're not excited to talk to you.
We're very pro-vaccination. No, thanks. We believe in it.
You believe in it. So, I mean, I believe in the Virgin Mary.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I mean, the Blessed Mother will protect me.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Just want to just, like, hold, like, a...
You're cuter than me. How would you feel if there was an unvaccinated person in the room?
I wouldn't care. I'd be fine with
that. I wouldn't care at all.
You wouldn't care? I'm going to get it, but I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care at all.
Does it make any sense to keep unvaccinated people out of a room where almost everybody has the shot?
Not at all.
Unless they have COVID. I mean, like, but they probably fucking don't.
But no, but if they have COVID, the whole point of the having the shot is to protect you from somebody who's sick, right?
That's trying to matter.
Can you ask me a personal question about my family life?
Well, I could get really private. Like, since you have the vaccine, how's your energy been?
Amazing.
Like, even better than before.
Seems like pumped you.
Yeah, I'm jacked.
Like a Superman. Yeah, he's a pretty good, pretty muscular guy there. All right, thank you, guys. He's jacked. He jacked on to vax. You look like you got a lot of opinions.
Hell yeah.
What would Kurt Cobain think of keeping out all the unvaccinated people?
Oh my God, I don't know. Is this a vaccination fucking crazy person?
No, I'm a reporter. I ask questions. The hard
questions. Ask the crazy people.
The tough questions.
Why
do I want to ask them?
What's so tough about getting vaccinated?
They've already thought about their opinion. I'm trying to find people who haven't thought about it. Well, do you know how this thing works? Have you looked into how it works?
Yeah.
How does it work?
It works by saving my ass from this crazy virus.
Really?
Have you not been vaccinated?
Really? Why should I get...
Good luck, pal.
You know what? I would eat a bowl of COVID.
You should.
Before I got that vaccine.
Good luck.
You know why I got thrown off Facebook for a month? Because on Facebook, I said, I'll shoot heroin in a dark alley with strangers before I take the vaccine.
Do we all look like we're about to drop dead?
What's the problem? That's the whole point.
It's all just for us. It's for everybody.
Well, that's what they say. Oh, right. Tough guy. Seemed to cause some controversy. I'm going to move down to a little quieter part of Manhattan Island. Would you feel safe in the Madison Square if there was one person without the injection?
No.
You wouldn't feel safe?
No.
So tell me, what's the purpose of getting the vaccine then?
Everybody should have the vaccine. I have the vaccine. It should only be allowed for people who have the vaccine. That's the concept of being in a community and living in a community.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm talking about the science. Why do you... The purpose of you getting the shot is to not get sick, right?
No, the purpose is to protect the community.
Ah, so you didn't do this for yourself.
It's for both.
Oh, well, wait. But medically...
Medically, it's for both.
Get the vaccine, make us all safe.
Would you feel safe inside Madison Square if there was somebody who didn't have the injection?
If somebody didn't have it?
Yeah.
No, but they're checking everyone.
So, but why did you get it if not to protect you from somebody who was sick?
You're not from a news organization.
Of course I am.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of where? You mean because I asked a real question? I'm not a news reporter. That's how it is now.
No.
You ask her, do you want to see my press?
You're trying to, like... You're...
What am I trying to do? Do
inciting things. We say, of course, the purpose of the vaccine is for you to feel safe and to make people safe around you. But yeah, if there's somebody out there that is without the vaccine, that defeats the purpose of feeling safe around it, you know? So, that's it.
But when I got the polio vaccine...
Right, and then people stopped getting the polio vaccine and started getting polio again. Same with smallpox.
Yeah, no, that's vaccine-created lab variants. All right, so I've reached the end of the line here. The caboose, the security man at the back, taking up the rear. Joseph P.
Hi.
The end of the line. We've reached the end of the line.
You should take a number.
116.
Then you go in that corner. How you doing?
General admission.
Yeah,
I haven't heard those words here in a long time, if ever.
Neither have I. Let me say what's up.
All right, have fun, everyone. We've worked the entire line here on 8th Avenue across from the Moynihan Hall, formerly the General Post Office, inscribed, "Neither snow nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." I remain a fan and friend of the post office.